You're listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's an amazing clip from our show in the category of money and business.
I can relate to you in that I made a lot of money. I also lost some money, then I made some. And then I was still angry, so I went, you know, to Peru and had an ayahuasca ceremony and then and some other different things which have definitely opened my being, I guess, and definitely I can relate to you on that. And some people have had these experiences, but I would love to ask you this, because you mentioned one thing specifically. You said that, you know, you had to do the work, that basically after you realize you had to do the meditations or you decided to, you know, it sort of helped you, this near-death experience helped to motivate you to do the things you needed to do. Maybe what I'm getting, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but to do them more often. And I want to ask you, because even people watching this, a lot of people know what to do. They know what to do to make themselves feel better. Even me, I have a show where we help people feel better. And I don't all the time do everything that I know I could do to be at my most harmonious. I would say I'm getting better. And over time, it's sort of I'm harmonizing definitely more than I was in the past. So my down days maybe aren't as far down. But still, sometimes we procrastinate in terms of the things we really need to do. What would you say happened to you? And talk, if you'd like, a little bit more about what influenced you to really do those meditations more. And what would you say to people that are holding back, that they are procrastinating? Just something inside them is saying, I'm not going to quite do, you know, everything I need to. You know, I don't really need to do it today. What would you, you know, talk about your experience more in terms of that. And then what would you say to people, even like me, that we are procrastinating a little bit, not going full force into the harmony we know we can be?
Well, I believe that the procrastination is based upon fear of the unknown. Mm. Also, it's fear of success. A lot of us are dealing with the fear of what we could possibly become. And that's what actually holds us back sometimes. You have to do the work on yourself, and you have to be willing to do the affirmations, the incantations, the meditations that really help to change the subconscious of all the baggage that you're carrying with you from your prior life, the baggage of certain things that might have happened to you in school, in childhood, in college, certain things that might have happened to you in your marriage. Those things build up and they turn into what I call mind trash or mind garbage. Now, about 80% of the thoughts that we have about ourselves on a daily basis are negative. You know, I cannot, I will not, I'm not able to, or I am not enough. I'm not good looking enough. I'm not rich enough. I'm not this enough. I'm not that enough. And we end up comparing ourselves to others. And a lot of this is based upon how we were raised, how we were taught, or some of the social interactions that we've had in terms of comparing ourselves to others. Now, I had to do the work where I said, you know what? I'm not going to compare myself to anybody else, but I'm going to focus on my mission. In order to get to that state of consciousness where the subconscious is cleared, where we get to a higher state of vibration, where we're looking toward the world as a world of opportunity, and we're getting to a better place in this world, there has to be work that you do on yourself. For example, one of the first things that I do in the morning, wherever I am, whether it's at a hotel or whether I'm in my house, is I wake up and I make my bed and I chant out loud, I am, I can, I will. Or I'll sing a little song to myself. And this is quite popular. It's This Little Light of Mine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Now, that song has religious roots to it, but it also is a powerfully spiritual song that reminds you that the light within you cannot be extinguished unless you extinguish that light. So when we plant these seeds of positivity in our minds, Nicholas, they help to crowd out the weeds that we have that are growing. When the flower seeds and when the tree seeds are growing, they crowd out and they shade out the weeds. But it's because you're doing this work on yourself on a daily basis to push away those negative thoughts, those 80% of thoughts that you have about how things will not work out for you in this world, or how this world is just too tough or too wicked of a place, and you begin to think more positively. You walk more erect and more strongly. You talk to people with more confidence. You vibrate at a higher frequency when you're having conversations with business associates and when you're negotiating at the boardroom table. It's this whole level of vibration that you go from having a ho-hum vibration in your life to going to a much, much higher level. It becomes very exciting where you continue to have a snowball effect in terms of the positivity that you're putting out into the world and the positivity that you're getting back from the world. But it starts with doing those little daily rituals, such as singing songs out loud in your mind, or out loud when you're making your bed, or in your mind throughout the day when a challenging circumstance comes toward you, so that you can build those trees, so that you can have them blossom and grow to shade out all those negative weeds of pessimism that have been handed down to us by society, by childhood, by school, by judgmental peers, by all those things. It's about loving yourself first.
I love that. I am, I can, I will. And jamesnowlin.com, by the way, is James's website, NOWLIN.com. And I think they're free downloads and so many cool things we're going to talk about. But I love that. I am, I can, I will. And actually, it reminded me, there's so many Kundalini yoga chants, and there are, we've gone over this in past episodes, and it is good in terms of tapping into your subconscious. And then what it reminded me of is there's actually energetic signatures, and I can feel them when you're a little bit down. You know, you produce these energetic signatures, and it's not just you. It could be the Wi-Fi. It could be other things. You know, we'll talk about it. And I'm not just saying that. It could be a lot of things, and it also can come within us. It could be other things that we can't see, energetic influences. And we can love those. Actually, so when I close my eyes, because sometimes James is pretty just on it. He's on it. And some of us, we go a little bit more up and down, you know, and even knowing some of these things, it's okay. You know, somebody explained it to me once, a lady in Sedona, Arizona. She was doing a reading, and I've had readings where people just make things up. But this lady was not making things up. She did a reading where there was no doubt. She knew things that there was no way she would know. Mm-hmm. And she said that sometimes it's not a linear path to harmony or sort of getting to the place James is talking about, that it might not be just a straight line towards perfection. It might be maybe a helix or a spiral to that direction, or you might have a big event that really propels you, and then you're able to stay in that place of harmony. But there could be, it doesn't have to be a perfect straight line up. So when you have those days, it reminded me to send love to those things we think about ourselves that are negative, and actually to send that feeling to those negative feelings or those feelings of pain inside of ourselves. So when James was talking, it reminded me, and I'm just sitting here closing my eyes, to literally let those feelings harmonize, those negative things in my head, that feeling like, oh, you know, I'm tired today. I you know what, I'm trying to help people, but I, you know, I feel just, and in addition to saying what James said, I am, I can, I will, you know, just to energetically love those things we think we should hate, because there's so much going on. There's, you know, the NFL protests and you know, people, the president saying things, people are mad. People are mad at NFL players. NFL players are mad at the president. There's all these things. But just loving sending loving to all those people, all sides, whatever side they're on, sending love out, you know, instead of just maybe, you know, we can sit with it. We can sit, and it can drive us, literally, we can become so angry. But I love what James is saying.